Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. My deepest me. Fear unites the disparate parts of our false selves very quickly. The ego moves forward by contraction, self-protection, and refusal by saying no. Contraction gives us focus, purpose, direction, superiority, and a strange kind of security. It takes our aimless anxiety, covers it up, and tries to turn it into purposefulness and urgency, which results in a kind of drivenness. But this drive is not peaceful or happy. It is filled with fear and locates all its problems as out there, never in here. The soul, or the true self, does not proceed by contraction, but by expansion. It moves forward not by exclusion, but by inclusion. It sees things deeply and broadly, not by saying no, but by saying yes, at least on some level, to whatever comes its way. Look beneath your fear, and you will discover what it is you really care about. As we expand our circle of caring to include all people, all places, all of creation, we discover that our fears are shared and that all our cares come from the same place. Unless there is someone to hold and accompany us on these inner journeys, much of humanity cannot go very deep inside. My deepest me is God. With divine accompaniment, we will literally find our souls and the one who lovingly dwells there. How might Christians interpret the oft-given scripture command to be not afraid? Never once have I stopped being afraid just because someone said that. A mother hen. Maybe that beautiful image of God could mean something important for us, we fragile, vulnerable human beings who face very real danger. The mother hen doesn't mean that God is going to keep bad things from happening to you. What good is this image of God as Mother Hen if faith in her can't make us safe? It's not safety that keeps us from being afraid. It's love. A mother hen as God doesn't keep foxes from being dangerous. A mother hen as God keeps foxes from being what determines how we experience the unbelievably beautiful gift of being alive. God, the mother hen, gathers all her downy, feathered, vulnerable little ones under God's protective wings so that we know where we belong. Faith in God doesn't bring you safety. Danger still exists. Danger is not optional, but fear is. The opposite of fear isn't bravery. The opposite of fear is love. In response to the very real dangers of this world, we have an invitation as people of faith, which is to respond by loving. Rest in this knowing. We must learn to name and to live with our fears instead of merely denying them or projecting them onto others. Our age has been called the age of anxiety. When we are not sure what is certain, when our worldview keeps being redefined every few months, we are going to be anxious. We want to get rid of that anxiety as quickly as we can. We have to be able to contain and hold patiently a certain degree of anxiety. If we cannot calmly hold a certain degree of anxiety, we will always look for somewhere to expel it. Expelling what we can't embrace gives us an identity, but it's a negative identity. Formulating what we are against gives us a very quick and clear sense of ourselves, thus most people fall for it. Faith only builds on that totally positive place within, however small, a mustard seed. To begin, it needs an interior yes that is open to grace, that is thrilled, that has found something wonderful. We are invited to discover that our fear is woven into God's own life, whose life is mysteriously woven into all the scary things that can and do happen to us as human beings together on this earth. This is liberation from fear in the midst of a fearful situation. Fear is a place to discover God's compassion for us. The most frequent phrase from God in the Bible is, "Do not fear." Hear those words and imagine God in all tenderness cradling her creation against her breast. God leads us in our fear to the deep rest that the psalmist envisions. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. It is beautiful that in the face of terror, God doesn't bid us toward courage as we might perceive it. Instead, He draws us towards fear's essential sister, rest. A sister who is not meant to replace fear, but to exist together in tension and harmony with it. For fear's origin is not evil, though evil certainly wields it against our souls daily. No one would deny it is a good thing that we are terrified to jump from building to building. Fear steadies our impulses and warns us of danger. You might consider it more akin to a watchman than an enemy. Fear has the holy potential to draw out awe in us, to lead us into deeper patterns of protection and trust, to mold us into people engaged in the unknown, capable of making mystery of it instead of terror. Rest in this knowing. The ever-present fear that besets the vast poor, the economically and socially insecure, is a fear of still a different breed. It is a climate closing in. It is nowhere in particular, yet everywhere. It has its roots deep in the heart of the relations between the weak and the strong, between the controllers of environment and those who are controlled by it. Humans are children of God, the God of life that sustains all of nature and guarantees all the intricacies of the life process itself. This idea, that God is mindful of the individual, is of tremendous import in dealing with fear as a disease. In this world, the socially disadvantaged person is constantly given a negative answer to the most important personal question upon which mental health depends. Who am I? What am I? The first question has to do with a basic self-estimate, a profound sense of belonging, of counting. If a person feels that they do not belong in the way in which it is perfectly normal for other people to belong, then they develop a deep sense of insecurity. The awareness of being a child of God tends to stabilize the ego and results in a new courage, a new fearlessness, and a new power. A practice of contemplation carries us into the big river of God's love and enables us to release our fears. Grace and mercy teach us that we are all much larger than the good or bad stories we tell about ourselves or one another. No wonder the Spirit is described as flowing water and as a spring inside of you, or as a river of life. Faith is precisely the ability to trust the big river of God's providential love. This is a divine process that we don't have to change, coerce, or improve. We just need to allow it and enjoy it. That takes immense confidence in God, especially when we are hurting. Often we feel ourselves get panicky and quickly want to make things right. Yet the big river is already flowing through us, and each of us is only one small part of it. Faith does not need to push the river, precisely because it is able to trust that there is a river. The river is flowing. We are already in it. Grace will lead us into such fears and emptiness, and grace alone can fill them. Stay in God's hands and trust. Let go of attachments to feelings. which are going to pass away anyway. The God Self is perfectly at home in the big river of God's love. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening. The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You are invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.